Bradley's Spearmint Gum present Island Venture. Tropical islands in the Central Pacific. Coral reefs that splinter green waves into acres of white foam. Giant palm trees that drip their shadows on thatched roofed houses. A small flying field carved out of the dense jungle. To this setting, Gil Perry and Trigger Brett, two ex-Navy men, have returned to establish an airline. Our story tells the problems and experiences of these two modern pioneers. And in just a minute now, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will bring you Island Venture.
Friends, we know that millions of you are waiting to enjoy Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. So we're trying to keep you posted on the progress of our production and distribution. Now, last week, you heard thousands of cases of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint coming off the production lines. All the gum well-wrapped and packed to protect its freshness for the long journey ahead. And you heard how carloads of Wrigley's Spearmint were starting on their way from Chicago to the more distant distributing centers. And now...
Yes, folks, back at the Wrigley factory, production is still rolling and rolling fast. More and more Wrigley's Spearmint is being made ready for shipment. And outside the factory, more cars are being packed and are starting on their way. These cars bound for the distribution centers closer to Chicago. Because, you see, Wrigley's are trying to work out distribution so that the gum will arrive at all final destinations at the same time. And just about now, the carloads heading for the more distant distribution centers during this past week are beginning to arrive. Yes, cases and cases of Wrigley's Spearmint are being unloaded. And here at the distribution center, the cases are being sorted. Because from here, they still must be shipped to the smaller communities that fan out in all directions from the distribution center. And more Wrigley's Spearmint will soon be arriving at this central spot to supply the city itself. So you see, friends, the cars and trucks are rolling north, east, south, and west. And distribution of swell-tasting Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is really underway.
Yes, folks, and some of those cases of famous Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum are being marked for wholesalers in the Chicago area. These wholesalers have been notified that Wrigley Spearmint is on its way, and they are waiting anxiously for their first supplies so that they can do their part in distributing Wrigley Spearmint gum to your retail merchant.
I'm going to do, Gil. Just as soon as we make enough dough out here, I'm putting Polly in my pocket and hightailing it for the States. And I'm opening up my own shop. I can see the sign on the door now. President T. Trigger Brett. Treasurer T.T. Brett. Secretary T. Brett. General Manager Trigger Brett. Vice President Mr. Brett.
Now, what about Chairman of the Board, Trigger? You kind of forgot that, didn't you?
What do you mean, forgot? I'm saving that spot for myself. Hey, come up the road. Kid has squinted, Pop.
Hurrying like he thought he was Henry Kaiser with only a couple of minutes to tell the boys where to build the next ship.
Yeah, and get a load of the white suit.
Yeah.
He's dressed up enough to walk into a strange bank and get his check cashed. I wonder how Pop got rid of that professor guy.
Dr. Stacy isn't a professor, Trigger. He's an archaeologist.
Okay, see if I care. You like that idea of spending 2 or 3 days on Urago?
Why not? Dr. Stacy's paying us for our time, and if he finds what he's looking for, there'll be a lot more dough in it. You know, dough for that shop of your own back home, that name on the door, T.T. Brett President.
T. Trigger Brett President. Hey, what's the pitch on this pre-Polynesian civilization stuff that Stacy's been sounding off about? And then what of it?
You ever hear of a bird named Tutankhamun?
No. The name sounds like he might have played for Notre Dame.
He didn't. He missed out on that for several thousand years. But this pre-Polynesian civilization that Dr. Stacy hopes to find on Urago will be a discovery almost as important as the finding of King Tut's tomb.
Well, you don't say. Now, me, if I hadn't heard that with my own ears, I'd never believe it. Hey, Pop, you looking for us?
Senors, senors, I come with very wonderful news, with the most terrific news. It's even good. Tonight, on Isle of Pan, history is going to be made.
What are you going to do, Pop? Stay out of bed till 9 o'clock?
For the moment, Trigger, I'm going to give those wisecracks the sweep off. But I am not forgetting. Senor Gill, the jukebox has come this afternoon, 1 hour ago. So tonight, at the Empire Hotel, we're going to have a dance.
Okay, you going to swing some bounce, Pop? That I want to see.
The wisecracks I'm still give the brush off. But, like the elephant, Trigger, I am not going to make the forgetting.
Oh, Pop, you're not as big as an elephant. Not as big as a big one.
Okay, Trigger. 3 times you make the crack, so 3 times I'm not forgetting. Senor Gill, you are coming to the dance, no? The Senorita Nancy, she will be there.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be there, Pop. I wouldn't miss it.
And you, my little Trigger, huh? I would like for you to be the padrone de Fandango.
Hmm? The what?
Oh, it's a very big job, Trigger. And you are just the man for it. You are the smart one. You can make quick the very important decisions.
Well, sure I can. You bet I can make important decisions.
Sure, Trigger. Such as when they come in out of the rain.
Evening wanders across the heavens now. The quick tropic twilight slides away over the island of Isle of Pan. And birds, returning from their last hunting of the day, quarrel cheerfully in the green blur of trees. Suddenly they are quiet. Night, like a black velvet cloak, wraps itself around the jungle. A great orange moon lifts itself from over the horizon far down across the earth. And under it, the sea is a silver blanket crossed by white seams. There's a soft rustle of wind-stirred leaves, a scent like warm, damp furs. And in the sky, from rim to rim, stars make their cloudy glitter. Gil Perry and Trigger Brett walk along the path that leads to the Empire Hotel. From its lighted windows comes the sound of dance music.
Oh, that sounds good, don't it, Gil? Like Saturday night back home.
Yeah.
Hey, look it. Dancing with Doc Lopez.
Well, that's Polly, fella.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Where did you get that dress? I guess I never really saw her before. Hey, Polly.
Hi, Gil.
Hi, Polly.
You're late. Did you bring a note from your mother?
Clear the field for landing aircraft, baby. I'm coming in without flaps. Your work was over there, Gil, but that jukebox.
Hello, Nancy.
Why, Mr. Perry, and with the necktie on.
You're doggone pretty tonight, or have you heard that one?
Make it read beautiful. I hate pretty.
I'm in a hurry. Shall we, Oh, hello, Dr. Stacy. How are you?
Quite well, thank you, Mr. Perry. And enjoying the tropics very much.
George has never been out this way before.
George?
Nancy and I have known each other for years. We're old friends, Mr. Perry. Very old friends.
We went to school together, Gil.
Well, school's out. Shall we dance?
I'd rather not, Gil, just now.
As you wish.
Oh, don't be stuffy, Gil. But we can go out on the porch if you like.
I'd like.
Come on, George. I'll show you a tropic mood.
Why the trail tramper?
If that's Polynesian for chaperone, I'm bringing you for that reason. There's the moon, George. Beautiful. There's the moon, George. Beautiful, isn't it?
Very. Seems to have a different color than it does further north.
You can get a much better look at it, Doctor, if you go down there by the seawall.
Thank you. I'm quite comfortable here.
It was just a suggestion.
Thank you.
How about you, Nancy? Would you like to see it from down there?
That's just a suggestion, too, isn't it, Perry?
George is telling me a little about what will be found on Urago.
What we hope will be found, Nancy. If my people were sure, even halfway sure, that we'd make a discovery on Urago, they would have sent a great many men to help me.
But you do think there's a pretty fair chance, don't you, George?
Well, I hope it turns out that well. For a great many years now, Perry, scientists have been searching these islands for some tangible evidence of a pre-Polynesian civilization.
You knew, didn't you, Gil, that hundreds of years ago...
If there are thousands, Nancy. Perhaps 25,000, excuse me.
Thousands of years ago, huge temples were built on some of these islands, and they were built of marble, Gil.
That's one of the things that intrigues us, Perry. That marble. Where did it come from? How did they get it here? There isn't any on these islands, none at all. There isn't any within a good many thousand miles. But we hope to find the answers to those questions and a number of others if we can unearth one of the temples.
You think there's one on Urago?
Well, our data points in that direction, Perry.
It'll be one of the greatest discoveries the world has ever known, Gil.
Oh, hardly that, Nancy. But it will mean a very great deal.
Mm.
And I like your enthusiasm.
Among other things. We leave in the morning, huh, Doctor?
Yes, as early as possible.
And, Gil, I'm going along, too. Polly and I. We're going to Urago with you.
That was one of your suggestions, wasn't it, Doctor?
Well, I thought that as Nancy is a very competent secretary and that as Miss Nancy...
I'm not arguing, Doctor. I kind of like the idea.
The island of Urago. The island of Urago. A strip of white coral sand with seagulls parading up and down it, hands behind their backs. A high cliff honeycombed with caves, rising upward toward the matted jungle. A narrow, shallow river reaching out to meet the sea, making noisy pretensions to both depth and fury. A silver-winged amphibian anchored in the blue lagoon with the sun dripping on it. A group of people, four men and two girls, almost surrounded by jabbering breech-clothed natives.
Brother, this joint's more crowded than Macy's 2 days before Christmas. Hey, listen to those guys yap. I hope they ain't deciding who they're going to eat for breakfast.
These people aren't cannibals, Trigger. Yeah, keep still. Here comes the chief.
Have a look at that bird. Pop, you can be chief on this dump. You're ugly enough.
Trigger, you know what I'm going to do someday?
Sure. If you don't stop puffing yourself up like that, you're going to blow your cork.
Keep still, both of you. Doctor, do you want me to talk to the chief?
Do you know Pigeon?
Come.
Well, then go ahead. I know very little of it.
What name belong you, fella? What name?
Walgo. Me Walgo. What name you, master?
Well, then, if you don't tell him, he'll take a bite out of you.
Name Gil. All these people, friends. Savvy, friends?
Me savvy, master.
Want people dig. Many people dig. Pay money. Pay beads. Pay this cloth for Lapland.
Give Walgo.
No, not yet, Walgo. Not pay yet. Pay when work, when dig. You savvy?
Give Walgo.
You're going to have trouble with this guy.
Give Lap's cloth and money to Walgo when dig. Give all people.
Trigger, the pop, grab a couple of those sticks and show these birds what we want.
Dig over there by that second cage. You see on my map here, Brett, where it's marked?
Yeah. Come on, Pep. Let yourself a handful of sticks. See, Walgo? Three men belong me. What? You savvy, Walgo? Get your people dig. Get plenty of Lap cloth. Plenty of money. Savvy?
Me savvy. Come on too long. Not eat up a present. Not for long.
Nice work, Perry. With all those men working, we should be able to tell before too long if we're on the right track.
Yeah. Pop, Trigger, you can quit now. And we ought to start looking around for someplace to live, don't you think, Doctor?
Polly and Nancy, we're going to have a look inside some of those caves. Oh, wait, here they come now. Did you find anything, Nancy?
We found one cave that ought to be all right, don't you think, Polly?
It's dry and quite deep, and it's close enough to the river so we can get fresh water.
Well, let's have a look at it, huh?
I'll stay here. I want to watch the men. They may find some specimen fairly close to the surface.
See you later, then. Come on, kids.
There's a nice spot to build a fireplace, Gil. Right at the entrance to the cave. It'll be fun cooking out in the open. Just like a picnic.
And my Polly is one very fine cook. I teach her my own self. And each time I teach her, she's writing down in the cookbook. Polly, you bring that cookbook with you?
Well, if you taught her, perhaps you won't need the book. The directions will be right on the can.
You know what I think, Trigger?
Think? What do you mean, Sid? You're going to start a new hobby?
There's a cave, Gil. How do you like it?
From an architectural point of view, I guess you'd call it Central Pacific Colonial with a rumble seat. It looks all right to me. Let's get our gear in, shall we? Well, that's about everything. We can fix the bedding later. Let's get outside, shall we? These caves are okay, but... Me, I'll take the sunshine.
Oh, me, I would take the sunshine too, Senor Gil. We make the sits, huh, Senor? This work. Oh, sometimes I wonder why I do it.
For a change, I'll go along with you on that, Pop. Hey, look, why don't we get into this archaeology racket? Looks like a cinch to me. You pick out a nice spot, you get a bunch of guys to dig a hole for you, and if anything comes out of it, you can get your picture in a paper and a couple of secretaries to read your fan mail.
Huh. The fan mail you're going to get, Trigger, I think is going to be read by the people called Please Remit.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Once when I was in the Navy, I got on a radio show. And after it, my fan mail would have made a correspondence school cut its throat.
You've heard of him, haven't you, Pop? Trigger Brett's the name. Polly, where'd Nancy go?
She walked up to talk to Dr. Stacy, Gil. Here they come back now. See him?
Hey, what do you think of that bird, Stacy?
Senorita Nancy, she likes him, huh, Senor Gil?
Well, they're old friends. They've known each other for years.
Friends, huh? Well, if you ask me...
Trigger.
What? The guy told me last night that him and Nancy...
Trigger.
Oh, what's eating on you, baby? Gil ought to know.
Know what, Trigger?
Well, that Stacy bird says him and Nancy's going to get married if he digs up what he's looking for.
Gil, he didn't say it exactly that way. What he said
well,
was...
Well, they're not making much progress. I'm afraid this is going to be another failure. All we found so far are a few pieces of broken pottery that date back only to a little before the 18th century.
You feel bad about that, don't you, Nancy?
Well, of course I do, Gil. I want very much for George to be successful. I want him to find the ruins he's looking for.
Well, me, I hope he finds them, too. I hope he finds 10 miles of ruins within the next 10 minutes.
What's wrong, Gil? What's happened?
Skip it, baby. Let it ride.
What's the matter with him, Polly? He sounds like somebody just stolen his paper route.
Not stolen it, beautiful. Just kicked it out from under him. And if you want to know something... Listen, what's wrong up there?
The people, they quit the job. They got the mads about something.
I'm going up there. Coming, Perry?
Let them quit.
Well, I'm going. Wait, George.
You better come, Gil. This looks kind of like trouble.
Nut.
Okay, guys, you want to let up there? Get you down. What's cooking, Doctor? What's fighting him?
I don't know, Brett. The chief's got an arrowhead in his hand, and he won't give it to me. I saw enough of it to know that it's made from human bone, and I want it. It's one of the things I've been hoping to find.
Well, I'll have a go at him. Hey, Margo. What's the trouble, bud?
Sajatido perlo torlon.
He seems to know what he wants, but he don't know how to pronounce it. No kidding. What's your beef, chief?
Sajatido perlo torlon.
He isn't fooling.
Snapped out of your peep, huh?
What's wrong, Wilgo? What trouble belong you?
Taboo. It's taboo. No dig, no work. You go.
What is it, Perry? What's happened?
Something's taboo. That arrowhead, I think.
Sure, it's the arrowhead, Senor Gil. The ancient peoples tipped their arrowheads with a splinter of human bone. So this, I think, is burial ground of some very old chief. And it's taboo to dig in it.
I think you're right, Pop.
Chief buried here, Walgo? That why taboo?
No dig. You go. Go to this place. Go now.
He wants us to leave.
Well, I'm not leaving. And I want that arrowhead. Give it to me, chief.
Stay back, Stacy. Don't be a fool.
Give me that arrowhead, chief. Hand it over.
Oh, no.
George, look out. George, that club.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's killed him. Trigger, he's killed the doctor.
Why, you...
Trigger, stay where you are. The doctor's all right. See, he's getting up. And don't try to start anything. I mean that. There's 100 of those guys here, and they're sore.
You go. Go fast. Not come back. Go now.
All right, chief. We go. Come on, all of you. Let's get back to the cave. Doctor, come on.
Are you all right, George?
Yes, I'm all right, Nancy. He didn't hit me hard. But if he thinks I'm going to quit...
You're going to quit for the present, Doctor. Unless you want to stay here for keeps. Those birds mean business. The taboo's nothing to fool.
They're leaving. They're going up the beach.
Then I'm going back. If I find another one of those arrows...
Stacy, do you want to get yourself killed?
They can't see those diggings now, Perry. I'll just go back there for a minute. I've got to find one of those ceremonial arrowheads.
Okay, then I'll go with you. The rest of you go on along to the cave. Come on, Stacy.
Here's where they found that head, Perry. You see? See, here's a small piece of another one. Too small to be of any value. But I'll dig right here. And I'll...
Down, fight, Stacy! Hit the deck!
Good Lord, Perry. That spear, it only missed me by inches. But hadn't been for
you. You satisfied now?
Yes. Yes, I'm satisfied, quite satisfied. For the moment. But I'm coming back, Perry. As soon as it gets dark.
And that'll probably be your funeral. But let's get out of here now and fast.
Well, it's getting dark outside, Perry. I think I can leave now.
Please don't go, George. Please don't go. It isn't worth it. You'll be killed.
They won't see me at night, Nancy.
You will have to light a light to find the arrowhead, senor. They will see you then.
Please, Doctor, stay here. We can go back to Hilo Pan in the morning. You can get more men there.
I'm going to find one of those arrowheads now. None of you seems to understand what this means. Why, if I'm successful in finding some of the ruins of this lost city, it would be one of the greatest discoveries in history. Can't I make it clear to you how important this is? Thousands of years ago, 25, 50, 50 centuries before the Polynesians came here, a strange people lived here on these islands and developed a highly civilized culture.
I want to find out about them. I'm close now, I think. And I've got to go on. I'm going back out there.
Gil, don't let him, please.
You're asking me to stop him, Nancy? You're kind of putting me in the middle, aren't you? Or is that your idea to put me in the middle?
I don't understand you, but for...
Hey! Listen! Listen! What's that?
It's a landslide. It's coming over the mouth of the cave.
There's tons of it. It's coming down from the top of the cliff.
Stand back to the entrance. Get back. You'll be suffocated in that dust. Polly, Nancy, get back here.
It was an earthquake, a bad one. Oh, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here fast.
Easy, Nancy.
Well, let's get out of here. What are we waiting for? Come on. Do you mean we can't? Do you mean we're sailed in? Answer me. Is that what you mean, is it?
Oh, we got some picks. We can maybe dig our way out. How much stuff do you think's in front of this cave, Gil?
I don't know. But from the sound of it, a good many tons.
It wasn't an earthquake, was it? I didn't feel the ground tremble.
It was the earthquake made by the man's trigger.
Natives?
I think so, Polly. I think they pushed the earth down from on top of the cliff.
Well, that was my fault. If I hadn't gone back and started to dig, if I'd only taken your advice...
Stop it. What we've got to do is find a way out of this place.
Way out? We can't dig our way out through the entrance, do you, Gil?
I'm afraid not, Nancy. That stuff in front of this cave is loose dirt and rock. It'd cave in as fast as we'd shovel it away. We've got food enough for a few days.
But the air, how long will it stay fresh?
About 5 hours, I would judge, from the size of this cave and from the number of us in it.
Well, that's plenty of time, and we'll find an outlet. Polly?
Yes, Gil?
When you and Nancy came in here this afternoon, did you explore any of those passageways in back there?
We didn't, Gil. We just noticed him. We didn't walk in them.
Mm-hmm. Now, turn on your flashlight, Trigger. Let's have a look.
Well, it's just two. Kind of narrow and pretty low. We'll have to crawl in them.
All right, let's get started. You take the one on the left, Trigger. I'll take the one on the right. Papa, you and Stacy stay back here with the girls.
Just a minute, Perry. I got you into this trouble, and I...
And you'll stay back here. We don't want to get into any more trouble. All right, let's shove, Trigger.
The two men crawl away, their flashlights cutting the darkness before them like a finger probing the crust of a pie. The lights grow dimmer, fade out. Blackness settles in the cave. Blackness and silence. A silence that is thick and strange and full of waiting.
I'm scared, Nancy. Supposing they don't find an opening.
They will find it, Polly. Do not make the worries.
Of course they will.
Minutes go by. Minutes that each seem an hour.
They've been gone an awfully long time. Pop, maybe they're lost. Maybe they're hurt.
Now, Polly. Trigger takes care of himself. And the Senor Gil, he never gets lost in his life.
Here comes one of them.
Oh, it's the Trigger. Trigger, what'd you find?
Nothing. That passageway leads into solid rock. Where's Gil?
He hasn't come back yet. I'm worried, Trigger. He could have caught his foot in something. He could have...
I will go and have a look for him, huh?
You couldn't make it, Pop. It's too narrow. I'll go.
He's coming. Gil, are you all right? Are you?
You find the opening, Senor Gil?
No. The passage ended in solid rock.
Yeah, like mine.
Well, that's that, I guess. We've got a little over 4 hours.
If you stay quiet and don't move around too much, the air will stay fresh longer.
I'm not going to stay quiet. I'm going to dig. I'm going to dig at the entrance. I'm not going to die in here, not like a trapped rat. I'm going to dig, you hear me? I'm going to dig.
You're going to make a very foolish move, senor. We'll do you no good.
Yeah, go on, dig, you chump. You're just kicking up a lot of dust.
Trigger, can you crawl over here without anybody noticing?
Sure, be right with you. What's the matter?
Put your face down here. Here against this wall. Do you feel air?
Nah, I don't feel nothing.
It was just my imagination. I thought...
Wait a minute. Yeah, I feel it now. I feel it now, Gil. It's coming right through here.
Hand me that pick. Don't say anything yet. It may amount to nothing. But here goes a try.
You want me to turn on the flash?
Not yet.
Trigger, look. Through that hole. Light. Hit it again, Gil. A couple more times. That does it. But it's not sunlight, Gil. It's
another cave, Trigger. Another doggone cave. We're cooked, I guess.
Oh, hold it, guy. Look, what did I turn the light on in there? You see? Over there to the right,
huh?
Isn't that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a break. There's a hole. It's a way out.
Polly! Pop, Nancy, come here. Come on.
What's wrong? What'd you find?
It's more than just an exit. Look in that cave. See that pottery? Those weapons?
When there are pictures drawn on the stone. See them?
Those are the things we came here to find. Those are the things that Stacy wants. Where is it?
I'm here. We found it. I knew we would. I knew I'd figured it right. Dig that hole bigger, please. Let me get in there. Hurry, Perry, hurry.
Senors, senors, I see a way out of this place.
Well, you're kind of late, Pop. We spotted that long ago.
Anyway, I will take you out. I, Roland Ruiz Fernando Tomas Mendoza, will lead the way out. And with very fast footsteps.
Well, they better be fast footsteps, Pop. Unless you want Polly and me to walk up your back.
You won't lose by this, Perry. Neither you nor your airline. There'll be supplies and men, and you'll get all the business, every bit of it.
Okay, thanks, Doctor. There's your ruins. Go to them. Now you've got everything.
Come on, Gil, let's step on it. Let's get out of here.
Everyone, shake your boots. Come on, I lead the way.
Gil.
Go on, Nancy. Climb through there. The doctor's gone in. And, I guess it's time now for me to wish you a lot of happiness.
Don't wish it to me yet, Gil. I know what you're thinking. Polly told me what Trigger said to you. But it isn't true, Gil. I'm not going to marry George Stacy.
Baby, you sure took a load off my mind. Come here.
Come on, mister. If we make the very fast feast tips, I, Nancy, Conchita, Juanita, Rosita, Goodwin think maybe we better catch up with Polly and Trigger. Huh?
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's story of Island Venture. As we told you earlier, the first shipments of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are now arriving at Wrigley distribution centers throughout the country. It will still take a while, but we wanted you to know that Wrigley's Spearmint is on its way to you.
Swim through a lagoon filled with man-eating sharks. That is the task Gil Perry must face when next week, this time, this station, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum bring you Island Venture.
This program has come to you from our Chicago studios in the Wrigley Building. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.